Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio app.
The country's sexual assault treatment units have reported a 25% increase in attendances for last year. The units, which are HSE funded, are based in Dublin, Cork, Waterford, Mullingar, Galway and Letterkenny. We're going to get some reaction now from Nolene Blackwell from the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre. Nolene, can you tell us who is it that attends these units and in what circumstances?
So this is a special unit attached to six hospitals around the country where there's a special place for a collection of information in relation to the circumstances of a sexual assault. So people go there for two purposes, Sarah. They go there for medical assistance after they've been raped or sexually assaulted, and it is also used for the collection of forensic evidence in case somebody is taking a case later on. So sometimes the people who go there will be referred by the guards. Sometimes they will self-refer there. They'll Google it. Sometimes they'll be referred by, say, the national 24-hour helpline that we run. So a variety of circumstances. And this report shows that pretty much as in other years, about 9 out of 10 of those who go are women, and about 1 out of 10 is a man.
Okay, and the annual report today shows that attendances are up, as I mentioned, 25% on 2021. Do you have any thoughts on what might be behind that increase? Could it be related to the pandemic, for example?
Yes, I actually think it is, because if you look back over 4 years, it is still an increase. But the figures in 2019 were about 10% less. So, you know, it's going up year on year, but definitely during the pandemic, the figures went down. It was harder for some people literally to get to a hospital in those times. Hospital procedures were very much, you know, they were very strict. Lockdown was very strict. And the other thing that was really sad about that time was that in spite of what the guard said, that there would be no consequences for this, people were a bit slower to report sexual assault back then if it happened at something like a party that perhaps would have been outside their area, or a party that shouldn't have happened in the first place. So while this is it's a real increase, it is a sort of a bigger increase than you would expect if you hadn't had COVID and the pandemic in the middle of it.
And also it suggests an increase in the use of extreme violence in assaults.
Yeah.
I just wondered, does that reflect what you're seeing day in, day out?
Yeah, no, that's a worry. And it's something that we're very grateful to have the SATL reports to show it, because they're doing, you know, they're doing thorough examinations, and they're able to say clinically they're seeing more evidence and they're hearing more cases of serious violence, physical violence, restraints. And actually, it is borne out by what we hear as well. Our therapists would say to us that, in fact, the trend is very often more violent than it was. Particularly, we are finding with younger people, there just seems to be something particularly about the influence of pornography on sexual engagements in this day and age, whereby younger people in particular really believe that violence is expected of them in a normal relationship, whereas that should be seen as abusive. Mm-hmm. But very often youngsters, and they don't often have anything except porn and their friends who are also watching porn to guide their behaviour. So this is definitely a worry, and it's definitely something we need to talk about a bit more.
All right. And it's certainly an issue we'll return to. But thank you very much for joining us this evening to bring us up to date on all of that. That is Nolene Blackwell from the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre.